This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
You're very, very welcome. You've landed on a particular Sunday, as so memorably illustrated by Joss earlier on, where we're focusing on pie and steps, the two things that put on and take off calories. Just realize that. How beautifully synchronized and balanced that is. Pie Chart Sunday, which is something we do every year just to be transparent and to report to you and to be accountable to the congregation about what we've done with the money and what's been happening in the life of the church. And that's why we showed the video a little while ago about all the stuff that went on last year. It's great to see all that, remind of all the us of all the things that happened in our family together in this household of faith. And then I'm just going to spend a few minutes on that, not as long as usual, because I want to pivot on to talking about the future and Vineyard House in particular and launch steps 2019. So we'll come to that in a little while. Okay? It'll be a little bit longer than usual, but I've got some people to introduce you to. I think you'll enjoy hearing from them. And at the end, we're going to pray together and we'll do rapid fire prayer. Everybody will get a chance to join in before we collect the children, assuming they've come back from the fire test. I think it was it wasn't a real fire, it was a test. So I'm hoping they're all going to come back and just take up their places. We'll find out in about an hour, half an hour. So welcome to Pie Chart Sunday. Let me just set the context for this with a scripture from 2 Corinthians 9, which is also setting the context for our steps 2019 about sowing and about a harvest. This is 2 Corinthians 9, 12 to 13. It's up on the screen. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth as he's journeying towards the Corinth, and he's acting as an equivalent of a bank transfer system. So he's going to collect some money from the church in Corinth, who are going to give it to the church in Jerusalem, because the Jerusalem church is suffering a famine and they're starving. And so he's talking in that context of raising a gift to benefit other people. This service that you perform, says Paul, the service, since we call this a service, don't we? It's redolent with the idea of giving and worship and doing something together. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people over in Jerusalem, but is also flowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because when people are looked after like that, they say, "Thank you, God." And because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everybody else. And in that last sentence, he's linking the gospel of Christ with a financial sharing. And that the second video that we saw of the Methodist minister explaining how that house in that church was built in Bristol, which did preaching and prayer, like we do here, and worship, but it also did an expression of the gospel in feeding the poor, in providing medicines for the ill, and places to train and to learn. He's linking the gospel, the presentation of the good news about Jesus, with doing it. And I love that combination, and that's what we're about. So let's just reflect on last year, and in that context. So our vision statement is this. It's a long vision statement. I'm going to read it to you. I don't expect you to memorize it, but it does describe what we're trying to do. We believe God has called us to establish a growing, regional, biblically-based community of faith in Leeds. We will worship God, pray, communicate his love and mercy to all people, and commit to living out our faith in Jesus in a creative and contemporary way and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that there is good news for this generation in the kingdom of God, and we long to share that news, particularly in Leeds and the North. We aim to make, train, and equip followers of Jesus to be effective in the extending of God's kingdom, to develop leaders, to plant new churches, to contribute to the blessing of the whole church, and to minister with the poor in practical ways. I know it's a bit long, but that tells the story of what we're trying to do. The video we showed earlier illustrated how we're doing that, and we want to do that in the future. Just for technical purposes, you might want to note that we operate under an umbrella charity. The umbrella charity is called Wharfdale Vineyard. You'll have heard about that. You'll have seen it, the small print on forms and things. That's the umbrella charity, and under it operates several other expressions of the vineyard. So on the next slide, you'll see that whereas we were planted out of Southwest London Vineyard, nearly 20 years ago, we have subsequently planted out Harrogate Vineyard up in Harrogate, and then down in Sheffield Vineyard as well, and Bradford Vineyard. And those all come under the Wharfdale Vineyard banner. So don't get too distracted by that. It's all part of the same family. We also planted out Edinburgh, Ben and Kate Newman, but they're in a different country. So we're not allowed to be nice to them and help them with their governance. They have to do their own thing. And under that banner, we are under that umbrella, we also look after the Child Contact Centre. You'll hear more about that in a moment. And the Vineyard House is a big project within that umbrella. Just thinking about the giving from the last year, here's a trend over the last few years, in fact. It's interesting, if you look at the blue lines to start with, after we planted out the Harrogate and Sheffield, our income dropped right down. You can see it dropping, and as did our numbers, obviously, because a lot of people went to Harrogate and Sheffield. And then it's begun to build back up again, and then it dropped down again when we moved here to Headingley, because our demographic changed, some people left, some new people came, and our income fell. But now it's beginning to build back up again on a regular basis, and it's a thank you to you for your most, nearly all of that money is you guys giving, usually monthly, by standing order and through gift aid, and it's wonderful. That enables us to do what we do. The orange bits are from 2 years ago when we did our last Steps campaign, Steps 2017, when incredibly you were so generous and you gave over £300,000 to help us to buy the building. It came in over more than 1 year, which is why there's two orange blocks. We'll come to that later. So the total income for the last year was £252,000, and you could see how important gift aid is. 13% of our income comes from gift aid. So what that means is that if you give and you pay tax and you give us permission, we can reclaim the tax that you've paid. So it adds to the giving. It's a good thing to do if you haven't already done. That gives you a picture of the breakdown. So £252,000 of income to the church and £80,000 of income in that last period to Vineyard House. There was a lot more in the year before. So on the left-hand side, that's the giving. The orange bit is the gift aid. And on the right-hand side is one-offs and other giving that isn't gift aided. Okay? I'm going quickly through this. All this will be on the website if you want to dwell on it in your quiet and contemplative moments. You're welcome to do so and send us any questions. The next slide tells us how we spent our money last year, £235,000. So if you remember the last slide, it said 252 was the income, 235 was the spending. We ended the year with a reasonable surplus, which is helping to rebuild our reserves, and we can always find good things to use it. So what comes in dictates what we do. Okay, so when you give more, we do more. When the giving goes down, we do less. So last year we spent £235,000, and as you can see, about a third of it in the pie chart was on what we call support, so not directly on people, and then two-thirds of it was on people and ministry and giving away to the poor and such like. Our salaries are the big part of that, just under 50%. So that was last year. So what are we going to do next year? Here's our budget figure for 2019-20. This is what we're aiming at. We think income will be around about 271,000 if it carries on in the trend that's been happening. And again, we're aiming for roughly a third in support and two-thirds on people. And the shape of it is much the same. We're increasing the amount we want to do on what we call reach out, which is giving away. It's quite hard to do that well, but we want to increase that particular amount. The salaries is the big chunk, of course, and we use that to pay for a certain group of people. This is the staff team. Aren't they wonderfully handsome and charismatic looking? And their job is not to do what we call the minister. Who are the ministers in this church? Who are the ministers in this church?
We are.
Exactly. So the pastoral staff are there to help you do ministry. They're not to do it for you. That's what they're paid to do. Some of them are specialists, so they do things that you can't do or most of us can't do. And there's background administration. There's lots of pastoral care that goes on. And it releases the rest of us to do the kingdom ministry. Next slide. So one way of measuring it, of how effective that is, to try and put a financial number on it. I know numbers aren't everything, and most of you aren't interested in the financial numbers, but for me, that's a useful measure. It's just a measure. It's not the whole thing. So if we were trying to measure it, we would say that on weekly worship, which is this morning, Sunday mornings, we have roughly 50 volunteers who put in time to make this happen every week, and it's about a five-hour average. Some people work a lot longer than that. Some people do less time than that. But it's about 5 hours each for those 50 people. That equals about 12,500 hours, assuming a couple of weeks off. And then we have small groups, which we 30-plus small groups meeting weekly. The people leading those and hosting those are giving time to prepare and to give out their time in their homes and such like. Say they meet 40 weeks of the year. There'll be 45 of the people involved in that. Leaders, hosts, people giving pastoral care. So another 9,000 hours. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. The people been working on getting Vineyard House cleaned up, the child contact center, that whole team who went down to DTI to take the young people. If roughly speaking, another 2,800, 3,000 hours there. That's a whole lot of volunteer time that the staff team are releasing. Do you get it? So if we look at the next slide, you'll see that if you're an accountant and you like numbers, look at this. So we've got 10 people working part-time. There's one person who works full-time, but most of us are part-time, and we pay them about $117,000 altogether. That releases, if you add up the previous page, about 24,000 hours of volunteer service every year. That's incredible. That's about 12 full-time staff, or 3,200 working days. And if you paid them £9 an hour, that would be a value of £216,000. So the staff team released, just in financial terms, over £200,000 worth of voluntary service. So that's just one way of measuring it. You could measure pastoral care, life change, all sorts of things. But it's just one way of making sure that we're putting the money you give to really good use. And then finally, looking at Sunday attendance over the last few years. So you'll see the dip at the beginning where we planted out those churches and where we moved here, and then gradually it's rebuilt and is steadily growing, which is really encouraging. Our children's numbers are high, but they're stuck at the level they have because we haven't got any more room, really. There's no more space for them, which is one of the reasons we want to go to Vineyard House. And likewise, teenagers going up in slightly in numbers in the last year, but again, we've only got so much space to accommodate them. But it's a wonderful story of people, of us moving here and then rebuilding and growing financially and in numbers. Okay, so that's 100 mile an hour. That's what the story is for last year. We've got time for one or two questions. Does anybody have a question out of all that lot? Can't promise to answer it. I might refer you to an expert. There's a hand at the back. I can only hear a motorbike. That's a really good idea. Oh, they want to say thank you. Okay. If you're on the staff team here, or if you're a project manager, stand up. I like that question. Anything else?
I don't think I understood the difference between support and people in your tithing. The two-thirds and a third, I didn't get.
Yes, can you go back to the 2019-20 budget? So the orange bit is the money we spend on salaries, so that's the staff team. What we spend on ministry, that's sort of like house groups, Vineyard children stuff, looking after them, and reach out is what we give away. So that's the ministry to the people on the streets or to our missionaries and such like. So that's sort of people-oriented, whereas the bluey-green Oh, it's blue on yours. Is the administrative background. It's the website, the office, such like, and Vineyard Churches is what we pay Vineyard Churches UK and Ireland, our family, our Vineyard family, we give them 5% a year. That's mainly for church planting. You could argue that's for people as well.